All right. At this time every Tuesday, we like to welcome in the fine ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos. And I don't know, Alex, we start with Korea. Is that, we're hashing this around here. It's on again. It's off again. This is just Trump's art of the deal. What do you make of all this?
Well, Lynn, only Donald Trump can be on his way to a summit he canceled.
There you go. Thanks, Alex. You know,
the most erratic, unstable, uncertain president we've seen in a long time in this country, if ever. And yet it's producing results. Donald Trump, I think one of the things that's helping Trump and Republicans now is the Chicken Little scenario has not worked out. A lot of Americans were told nothing's going to work under Donald Trump. The economy's going to collapse. We'll be isolated in the world. America will have no friends. Stock market will crumble. Well, the Chicken Little sky is falling scenario is not what has happened, and Americans are finally saying, okay, well, we can learn to live with this.
You know, my sense, Alex, is I bet you that Trump can charm the pants off Kim Jong-un when they meet. I bet Kim Jong-un could be under Trump's spell. I think Trump has that power when he goes into a negotiation to really charm the opponent. Do you agree with me?
I think so, though the scenario of Kim Jong-un with no pants scares me.
Yeah, that's not a pretty sight.
Not a pretty thing. Cares enough. Yeah. But no, and you can already see it at work. Trump is not just negotiating now about North Korea getting rid of its nuclear weapons. He's painting a vision of North Korea as an economic powerhouse. Look across the border, North Korea. Look at South Korea. Are North Koreans that different individually as people than South Koreans? Look how prosperous they are. Why don't you want to be that? Why don't you join the global community and share in all that prosperity? All you have to do is leave your nuclear weapons behind.
Do you think
a pretty seductive pitch.
Could he offer to build a Trump hotel in Pyongyang?
Yeah, I'm not sure they'd have running water, but
what did you make of the little dust-up over the weekend where Ivanka received these trademarks from China, and then all of a sudden the president was going soft on this telecommunications company in China? Any connection or just sheer coincidence?
Well, this is why you don't have your family working with you in the White House while they're also working for your company out in the real world. It's impossible to avoid these conflicts of interest. What do? Stop doing business? Well, either you do that or you don't work in government. Those have been the rules. And, of course, Americans don't care. They don't care what politicians do and the standard Washington corruption that we see all the time. They care about their own economy, and that's improving.
Yeah, Alex, the blue wave, Democrats seem to be enthusiastic that they can grab the House. There's some talk maybe they can grab the Senate because Tennessee might be in play. Is the blue wave coming, or is it exaggerated?
Well, I think the blue wave is still coming. The Trump bump, the Trump intensity of Trump's voters still there. The Democrat anti-Trump intensity has grown. Turnout for Democrats is at record level. But one new thing is happening. We're seeing some strange things in surveys. Swing voters are getting comfortable with Donald Trump. It's that Chicken Little scenario we just talked about. If this is day 494 of the Trump presidency, and if you go every day to see Evel Knievel jump the Snake River Canyon, but he can never get his motorcycle going, there's no disaster, you know, after 494 days, you stop going. And Americans are getting used to, well, no, maybe Donald Trump isn't that disastrous. As a matter of fact, maybe it's going okay, and I don't have to pay as much attention to all this.
I don't know. And I will tell you, honestly, I'm a little worn out by it all, and I understand exactly that he tells lies, and he continued to do so over the weekend. I understand he does it, and his defenders defend him. But I'm just worn out. I'm just, you know, really, he's worn me out. I think that's my bottom line.
And there are a lot of Americans just like you who are still a little uncertain about Trump, even embarrassed about Trump, wouldn't want to bring Trump home to marry their daughter, but at this point they're saying,
I don't want him looking at my daughter. What are you kidding me?
You know, I'd rather watch the Warriors and the Knicks.
All right. I got to say, though, I picked up the New York Times on Sunday. They had this litany of all the breaches of etiquette that Trump has done and how horrible and awful this is. I flipped the pages. I can't be bothered with the New York Times.
Enough. Time out. Yeah.
twisting himself.
It's the same old thing. You know, Washington's not prepared for something remarkable that might happen. Donald Trump may actually end up doing a good job. What?
Wow. Who would have thunk?
Then.
Thanks, Alex. Alex, as always, Alex Castellanos, ABC News political analyst.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll talk to you next week, Alex.
Take care.
Thanks, pal.